Hello.
Hello.
How are you? You all right? Let me just turn him off. As you said before I came on, there's only so much of that you can understand. You can stand. And it's quite loud anyway. There he goes. He's gone.
George Michael's dead.
Is he?
No.
That was a... I'm not alive.
He's in a park.
I've got so much love around. I want. Oh dear. Doing his
thing. Yeah.
Dog Santa Paws.
Anyway, so moving on.
With December the 4th, it's our Advent. So hashtag audio Advent and hashtag my event calendar.
My Advent calendar.
What did I say?
My event. You and your dreams, sunshine.
It's because there's at work they have an events calendar. Just went straight into that. And I purposely
it's
yesterday.
So much easier not bothering to work for a living.
Yeah. You don't have all these.
I was thinking about all this stuff the other day, and they were talking about the hassles of the office and politics of the office and all that kind of stuff. Who was I talking to? My dad, because he's about to retire.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then my mum talking about her job, and she hates her job. And she'd like to retire, but she's torn between retiring and the money.
Yeah.
And
it isn't.
Yeah.
Especially when they can kind of, if the more money they accrue, just the better life they can have when they do retire.
Oh, that's right. But a disclaimer here, I would like to be in work, but I'm not. Yeah. And as such, the kind of thought process was, it's so much easier to actually not work. You don't have to get dragged into all this rubbish,
And I'd like a London job.
Yeah, that.
Santa Claus. So the question today, and I think you'll lead on this one, the question is, who will you be talking to this Christmas?
Well, I could kind of go, hey, Paul,
yeah,
make me a cup of tea.
I'll go and do that in a minute when we finish recording. But that's the question, is who will you be talking to this Christmas? And with an array of things now that you can talk to, and the Internet of Things.
We're completely divided on this.
Well, I'm going to let you take this. I'm just saying that this is my summary. With the Internet of Things, and more things that you can talk to and in that and activate via voice and enact with. So we'll discuss it. Who will you be talking to this Christmas? Is it going to be Siri? Is it going to be Alexa? Is it going to be Google? Is it going to be Cortana? Or pray tell, is it going to be like the people you love?
Well, I'm not going to talk to any of them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
This whole notion baffles me beyond all reason. It's up there with live video and all that kind of stuff in my head. But
how, though? Because your thing about live video is more about, well, why do blind people even bother taking videos?
No. It's not just that. It's,
okay.
It's the whole documenting of your life onto social
media.
We've
done a bit of live video, and that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm just saying it's
up there. Who
wouldn't
have wanted to see Leek Street yesterday with all the graffiti?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
We'll
but anyway, no, we'll discuss the talkie thing.
Yeah.
The talkie thing is it baffles me senseless. Really, it does. And me and you have had disagreements about it forevermore. Because
not so much these days.
No, because you know my opinion
right.
now, and it's and it's this notion of talking to, hey Siri, or hey Google, and now hey bloody Alexa, and everybody have got these Amazon Echo Dot things that do nothing, really. They don't. I know you can buy apps and things that install smart plugs and light bulb fittings and...
Well, only yesterday... Come on, see, only yesterday you were talking about... there's a difference, though, isn't there? I was going to say, only yesterday you were talking about Hive and the fact that if you had Hive, you could put the central heating on. But there's got to be a difference between talking to something and inactivating...
Yeah, I can activate my Hive. I don't have Hive, but if I had it, because Nathan keeps saying, you need to get Hive! Because your heating controller, I drop the thing and the batteries fall out and then it all goes a bit to pop.
Yeah.
And Nathan said, you should get Hive because it would activate, you could activate it from anywhere. There's a difference between that. I have a similar one for my TV where I can record things from a distance. I can go, I should record that. And then I set it up on my TV Anywhere app. And you can do the same with Sky Plus and things. But I do that via an app on my phone. The notion of sitting in a room and going, hey, Alexa, please add coffee to my shopping list. And Alexa has no useful function.
Right.
It really doesn't.
You've got headphones in your head anyway. In your ear?
Not at the moment.
Not now. I mean, a lot of the time you have earphones, in-ear headphones on. And I do increasingly since I met you, because you're not of that group of VI people that insists.
But it's not just VIs
having,
that are talking
having
to.
Having the screen really yelling back to you through your phone speaker. You're a bit more private than that. And you put.
Well, it's bloody intrusive, that's why. But it's not just VIs that talk to Alexa. I just like.
No, I didn't mean that. I was getting to the point of saying that surely if these voice activated things are such that they do automatically understand you a bit better, it's going to be just a thing of you saying, what, you know, you listen to your music, you think, oh, sorry, I forgot to switch heating on. Hey, Siri, oh, Siri, yeah.
No.
Switch on Hive for me. Okay, done. So you don't have to open the app, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that, you just open it and it's all. Or even better, that it actually knows that you're coming home and just does it for you.
So I'm
kind of playing devil's.
You've got an Echo and you talk to Google.
Yeah, because I've got an Echo because I can talk to you.
But we used to have this. You used to have these conversations with Siri, and you go.
I can't play my music on my phone while I'm talking to you on FaceTime.
Of course not. But you could switch it on. Huh? We could switch it on.
There's nothing else to play it with, though.
But
I can't. No, what I mean is I can't channel my phone's music.
But it costs you money because you then have to be subscribed to Amazon.
Yeah. You do. You can just play it. You can tell it to play things like TuneIn Radio.
But
like
what my point is, yeah. Okay, let's start with the
wider point, maybe. Then
you get people who dictate their messages,
yeah,
and who dictate stuff on their phones to Siri
a lot,
and then they dictate them about 7 or 8 times because the dictation is
yeah
of substandard value, and by the time you have dictated a message on Siri 5 or 6 times, you could have written the bloody thing out on your screen.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe.
And you used to sit there and you used to go, and it really, really used to wind me up, right? You used to sit there and you used to talk to Siri and you'd go, hey, Siri, do this or open that or open that. And even now you still do it, but you have to curb yourself because I tell you to get a grip. But you then get annoyed and then you go, Siri, you're bloody stupid. And you're just, and I'm thinking it's not real. And people are getting far too drawn into this virtual.
It's like, it's phone rage of some sort.
No, it's hideous.
They'll come up with some name.
I can't bring myself to speak to a device. I cannot. And I cannot understand the merit of having these devices at all. Not at all. I know it's all futuristic crap. You know, you see films with people with, you know, they stand in front of their cooker and they go, hey, calendar, tell me what day it is today. You know, I'm sure I've seen films like that.
Yeah.
Like Disney World, and or it's usually the nutty professor who's standing in his house and he's made it like all futuristic,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
he builds some robot that's meant to be a robot but it turns into a human because it develops feelings.
Love
and
things
and all that,
yeah.
And I just it baffles me beyond all reason why people actually have this stuff, because it serves no useful purpose. Siri, open whatever app. And if it doesn't open it on the third or fourth time, you could have found it by then anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't know where your apps are situated on your phone, that's your own
lookout. Siri works best from the
Google.
Only...
Google, give me details of the nearest I don't know, massage parlors in my area or whatever.
Well,
right?
I've never asked for that.
No, I know you haven't. No. I'm just using an example.
Open now. Yeah, but let's argue a little bit. Google seems more.
No, but why? Why do you want to talk to it? Why do you not just type into the text
box?
Now,
you're getting like me when I talk to the apps. You're getting all cross.
But why do you not want to just talk into the... I mean, type into
in.
The text
because
box?
Because when I'm out and about, okay, Google, find me a coffee shop near where I am. No.
And it doesn't.
And it does.
No,
Google will at least say...
Starbucks is 3.5 miles away in Bexley Heath.
No. Google normally says... there's a Starbucks and it will give you it'll give you something like it'll say open now and it serves great artisan coffee and it's if you want directions for it, it's here.
Except you then have to get Siri first to open Google so that you can speak to Google. So if you're lucky, you might get Google Maps, Google Mail and Google open before you actually get to...
At the moment, that's because people in the same way that they'll have more than one app to do several things because one app doesn't do everything. You use Google because Siri isn't as good. So you say to Siri, so when I said I had an Apple Watch. Remember that, when I had that Apple Watch?
Yeah.
And I said to it, find me my nearest Barclays bank. And it said, there's a bank restaurant about 14 miles away for you. Want that one? No! Apple. No! Apple. I don't want that one!
All right. But you didn't have to then shout at the watch in the street and look like a big bit of a pillar.
That's what I just, that was my impression.
But that's the problem, isn't it? You become, people become enmeshed with this technology.
In the wrong way, though.
Yeah. See, you know, at the point at which you are getting, if the point at which you're getting irrationally angry with a non-being.
No, I agree.
You're in
I
trouble.
Totally agree.
And you're at that point with a lot. But no, okay, not, so let's look at...
I don't use it that much.
But let's look at Siri.
Siri works really well for
Siri
calendar.
Siri and Google is more about dictation.
Siri works really well for calendar.
Siri and Google are more about dictation rather than anything else. Find me something or find me this kind of information.
Yeah. So.
Echo Dot is just... There is no meaningful purpose to Echo Dot, other than that Amazon needed to get in on the action.
Well, I quite like...
And it doesn't do most of the things that it does in America.
Yeah, but that's time, isn't it? I quite like things like, I can say, Alexa, tell me the news or whatever, and it'll just...
So let's add another... Let's add another...
And I can say...
I'm just talking over the top of me.
I'm not.
I'm just joking. But that's the thing. I don't shut up. Maybe that's why you like Siri and Google.
No, but you're never wrong.
Let's add another layer into let's add another layer into the Echo Dot argument then, okay? Presumably, Alexa is constantly on the listen for your
delectation
commands, delect, right? So at any point you can sit there and go, Alexa. Now, bear in mind, I don't have any of this shit in my house, any of these gadgets and things.
Warning, Christmas Advent may contain
it language. May. Oh, sorry.
No, that's all right.
I don't have any of these gadgety things in my house. As a geek, the whole idea turns me off. I'm not remotely interested in any of it. But let's say that Alexa is constantly on the listen for your command, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Alexa, and immediately it jumps into action. So it's triggered by your saying Alexa.
Well, I'm never in. So however, I ain't got anything exciting to listen to, has it?
However, yeah. But how do you know that? So with the Snoopers Charter,
yeah.
How do you know that it's not constantly listening out for what you do and what you say, and that information isn't being uploaded somewhere where people, you know, if you're sitting there going, well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down to this station and then I'm going to commit a heinous act.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and that's what's going to happen. And then that information doesn't get gathered somewhere for somebody to access. And even if it doesn't now, how do you know that the ability for it to do so?
Or that you don't get accused of being some kind of subversive because you say that you don't agree with the government. I mean, Cameron already came out a while ago and when he was in tenure and saying that basically anyone didn't agree with him as a terrorist. He said that a few times.
And well, I don't think that necessarily exists currently, but I would imagine that the potential exists for that to be incorporated.
Let me tell you this. There's an episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah, but that's just
no,
weird.
It is. Episode in the third series, the last episode is about this guy basically that they've got these drones that are little insect drones that pollinate flowers because the bee population was decimated as we know it is being. So these things were brought about so they could pollinate flowers and stuff, and everyone was thinking, oh, that's really, really good. But then when it went wrong, when some weirdo on Twitter reprogrammed all these bees to do things that he wanted them to do, the research people who thought they were in control of it really weren't. And then they didn't know, but the government had already used a back door to infiltrate. Because they said, well, there's no way you're going to get all this research money and this funding to do all this when... And it's not about the environment. It was always about using them with their face recognition and the cameras to... And they said, you know, terrorism's down, this and that, because they're catching people. But they didn't know how they were catching them.
Mm.
And they were catching them because millions of these bees were flying around. So, yeah, I think that will happen. I'm afraid of technology in that sense.
Now, you'll see that...
I agree with you.
Wholeheartedly. The interesting thing is that you're far more paranoid about that kind of stuff than I am. In a general rule.
But you're saying, you're the one bringing it up there.
Yeah, because my kind of thought process is, yeah. I mean, you're. I'm not paranoid about it. I just have
paranoid.
No interest. No, I don't mean paranoid in a creepy way.
Yeah.
I just mean you read a lot of this conspiracy type stuff.
I'm interested in it because I think that because it's life imitating art, isn't it?
Yeah, but that you're a lot more open to these. You know, when they talk about the Snoopers Charter and things, and you're kind of like,
ooh. But it's coming. If you...
And so I'm surprised that you've invested in that kind of technology that basically opens up your world.
Because for now, I'm choosing at the moment the likes of Alexa, and I'm interested in what technology does, and I'm interested in what, you know, and I'll probably flog it at some point. You know, I already bought an Echo and didn't like the Echo because it was the dot you can plug into your own speaker system, so that's why I liked it. And I can play music while I'm talking to you, and so that's kind of why. But to some extent, it was £50. So I thought, yeah, I'll have a go with that. But I think I will get to a stage where I'm thinking this is too much.
I'm not paranoid generally about the government listening into my conversations.
But are you going to get to the stage where it's not enough to say? I mean, there are police chiefs that have always said, "Oh, you know, well, if you've got nothing to hide, then you know you should be okay with all this." Well, why should I be okay?
I think it's a whole different discussion, but I agree to a large extent on the basis that we simply don't have the resources to be picking up on, you know, to be sitting listening to my conversations with you in great depth, and therefore, if I'm not triggering their radar, if you will, then and I won't be, because I don't have anything, you know, that there's nothing there for me to go, oh yeah, and trigger this radar-y thing, you know, and I'll talk about my terrorist activities or whatever, because I'm not, if that makes sense.
But there aren't thousands of people listening to this kind of chatter now. It's all going to be computers, and computers will, you know.
Well, no, we're MI6 are recruiting, aren't they?
Billions of terabytes.
I could be the one listening to your conversations
and processing it.
I mean, I have to listen to them. It is.
She's back.
But anyone's conversation.
I love you so much. So I don't know where we're ending.
You have to say that.
I think that we're not really poles apart. On this, I think there's so much frustration in trying to get this technology at the moment to do what you want to do. Siri is by far the worst culprit, in my opinion. I mean, someone might come back and say, "Oh, well, have you tried Cortana yet?" Echo seems a bit more intuitive, but then it's come with the learning, I suppose, that's already out there. I think Google seems about the best, and the only reason Google's an issue. In terms of using an iPhone, in terms of its direct access, is that Apple won't let people come and play in their garden, so in quite the way that we'd like. So although they've talked about releasing some garden to the likes of Google and other apps so that they can have more of a direct connect to iOS, it still isn't really happening enough. And so, you know, you can supposedly say to Siri, "Get me an Uber," but you say it, and then you just find you have to adjust it anyway, because she has no idea, or it has no idea, for example, where you want to go. So I don't know yet that I can say to Siri, "Get me an Uber from home to work," and it would do the same now that it does when I open Uber and do it myself.
Yeah, well, they reckon that Apple are going to bring out a self-driving car, don't they? Can you imagine? I mean, if you say, "Oh, I'd like to go to Ashton Keynes," we're driving to Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I can't, yeah. They can't even make an iPhone that doesn't crash yet, let alone...
Take me to Milton Keynes. You don't need your keys.
It's a bit.
It's going to be hideous.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be interesting. There'll be lots of spoofs out there for it. There's bound to be.
I'm going to bring in Last Christmas, and I'm going to let you conclude, and you can say whatever you like.
I can say whatever I like.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, really. Yeah. Well, now I've kind of already said it all, haven't I?
I hope so. I mean, you know, if you said you want to say, then you can.
No, I think it's. Conclude. I think my position on it's very clear.
Yeah.
That type of technology does, and it never has, to be fair. It's never interested me at all. I know there are people that use dictation for text messages and things, but even that, just I'd rather just learn to type out on the screen.
Not your bag of chips, then.
Not at all. No,
all right, then. We'll speak to you tomorrow or something.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Probably be individual tomorrow.
Oh, I don't know. We'll do something. I like talking. I like you on my thing. It works.
Yeah, but I haven't done any on mine recently.
So you can do somebody else as well. We'll speak soon anyway. We'll discuss how it's going to work.
Yeah.
But
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.